Justin, when you saw the Padres get Matt Kemp, what did you think? And when your name started to swirl, what did you think? And now that you've sat here with all these acquisitions, what do you think?
Well, when I saw the Padres got Matt Kemp, I was like, well, they immediately got better. And then, you know, as the offseason wore on, you start hearing more rumors. But, you know, the day I got traded, I said, okay, you look at the roster and you know, things are going good for the Padres right now. You know, it's moving in the right direction. So you never know what you get until you get to spring training. Everybody meshes and we start playing some games. But I feel like, you know, on paper we're good. It's up to us whether, you know, to go out and perform.
Outside the circle, what was your perception of Padre pitching the last couple of years? How tough was it to hit against the numbers they compiled?
I mean, Padre pitching has always been tough. You know, even playing in the division for 5 years, you know, you come here, you're gonna get you know, 20 tough at bats over a weekend. So, at this point, I mean, you got the pieces in place. The pitching staff we have is very good. So, you know, that's not our issue. We got to go out. We got to go out and do our part as an offense.
Thoughts on Petco Park?
Petco Park doesn't bother me. I enjoy it. So, you know, it's one of my favorite places to come play. You know, I've never had a problem hitting here, so I'm not gonna come in with a negative mindset. So I'm excited to play here.
Final question: are you stunned you've been dealt three times, considering who you are, the numbers you've put up, the value you seem to carry?
No, I mean it's a part of the game. You know, everywhere I go, I try to make an impact on the guys I play with, and I think I've done that. You know, both places I've been previously. So, coming into Petco with this team and this new group of guys, I'll try to do the same thing.